Jack, just talk about that challenge all night long to create opportunities for yourselves tonight.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good hockey team. They're structured very well. Obviously, been a good road team all year. They didn't give us much, but I like the way we competed and got a point out of it. So definitely on a tougher side of creating stuff, but I like to compete as well.
Right, and once you realized what kind of game it was going to be, kind of a tight game like that, did you kind of enjoy the defensive matchup aspect of it?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, those are tough games. They're divisional games. Points are very important. Once we, I think, started to realize it wasn't going to be easy tonight, we started playing better. We started playing a little bit harder and, you know, making it simpler on ourselves. And second half of the game, I thought was, you know, very even. So I think a lot to like about our second half, a lot to like about getting a point. Obviously, we'd like to get two. But, yeah, it's a good hockey team, and we played them hard tonight.
Is this the kind of game where it makes sense if teams are playing for overtime late in regulation?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of just like human nature a little bit. I don't want to be trading chances with, you know, 5 minutes left or anything. So I think it's kind of human nature that you're above the puck, you're playing simple, you're just getting pucks out, getting them in. Not that you talk about that or anything. I think that's just how the game kind of goes is, you know, you're not trying to give up anything. So we had some chances in the third, they had some chances, and it went to overtime. And, yeah, unfortunately, it was in a shootout, but it's a good game for our group.
Zach, I'm sorry if you already mentioned this, but, like, it felt like you had a pretty good start, like a decent start coming out of the gate, but then it just kind of goes away for a while. Is it easy to just kind of get maybe lulled into that sometimes when the other team is just having success as far as possession?
Yeah, I mean, I thought we started well, like, the first 5-6 minutes of the game. I think they turned it up around, like, you know, 14-minute mark of the first. And started playing, you know, very structured, not giving us much, not giving up the blue lines. I thought we weren't really getting pucks to areas where we could get them back. Kind of got away from our game a little bit, and credit to them as well. I mean, it's a good hockey team, like I've mentioned a few times now. But once we started to realize how the game is supposed to be played tonight, we did a lot better job. So definitely think we worked hard tonight, had our chances. Chet played great, and sucks only getting 1 point, but we'll take it.
You just said that this game is good for the group. Just like in Seattle the other night, tight checking, you have to kind of fight for every inch, you have to grind. Mm-hmm. Early in the season, is it good to kind of see yourself play in those games and see you guys kind of hold your own in games like that where every kind of moment matters?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, those are tight moments. Those are big points. Like I mentioned, it's a divisional opponent. The East is crazy right now with all these teams within 2 or 3 points of each other. So no one's really given an inch. And I feel like, you know, if you can learn to play in those games, learn to battle through it, learn how to create offense and play well defensively, you're going to set yourself up for success in other games. So I like the way we handled it. I mean, it's a team with a lot of good players, coached well, structured well, and we were right there with them. So it's a good, like I said, it's a good game for our group.
As players, you guys are always talking about how you want to get better every day or, you know, every season, just keep it getting better and better. Is that basically what we're seeing with Martinko? Like, he just kind of keeps getting better. He's better this year than he was last year, than he was the year before. Have you seen that as well?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think you know, you're always looking to improve as athletes and competitors, and he's a guy that, you know, he's always looking to improve. Like, you notice it on the ice, how he talks in here, plays he's drawing up. He's always thinking about the game and how he can have better success, and it's showing, and it shows, and he's one of the best players in the league, and yeah, we're lucky to have him on our team, and I expect, you know, knowing him, just to continue to get better and better, and that's a good thing for us, and it's scary for the league, so we'll take it.
Thanks.